Part 3, Management and Operations. Welcome to Part 3 of Vancity's Start Smart, A Basic Guide to Business Planning. In this part, we will explore what goes into the management and operations section of your business plan. No business owner is an expert on everything. We like to see that you have put a great team together to help you, particularly when you were starting up. Your business plan should describe your team's skills and experience. If you will be the only person running your business, how will you be able to handle the different areas of your operations? Describe the skills, experience, and education you bring to your business. Are there areas where you will need to bring in experts or get training? Do you have a business mentor or advisor? Be sure to include information about their role in your business. Describe your business management plan. Location. There are a few things to think about when you are deciding where to locate your business. Are you close to your target market? Do you need to be? Are you sharing this location with another business? Do you have a lease agreement for the premises, and if so, what are the terms? Is your business accessible by car and transit? What is the volume of foot traffic? What are your hours of operation? If you are a retail business, you can mention your location in your marketing plan as well, but don't go out and rent a location before you have everything in place to launch your business, including loans from investors like Vancity. Describe where your business will be located and why.
From what I've seen, successful business owners don't build their businesses alone. They surround themselves with expert people and advisors who will support them in developing their business.
Production process and delivery. Don't assume that people who read your plan know about your industry. For example, how will you scale up production? Who are your suppliers? Will you need to keep an ongoing inventory of products or supplies? How will you deliver your product or service to your clients? If needed, describe the steps involved in the production of your product or service. Regulatory requirements. No two businesses are the same, but most need to have a few licenses or permits to operate. You can find out more at Small Business BC or by calling the Business License Department of your municipal government. Make sure to research what is required for your business. Contingency planning. Can your business go on without you, even temporarily? What if you get sick? Who will run your business? Do you need to consider obtaining disability insurance or critical illness insurance? It's good to put some thought into a few strategies that will get you through a temporary absence from your business. Make sure to explain these strategies in your plan. Risks to your management and operations. All businesses face both internal and external risks to their operations. While it may sound odd, thinking through these risks and how you will deal with them is an important part of business planning. This will reassure potential lenders and investors that you have a plan to mitigate business risk. Common areas of business risk include cash flow shortfall, excessive debt, complacency and lack of expertise or skills, competition and rising costs. We've learned that you should pay special attention to financial, legal, and operational risks. Make sure to include some of the key management and operational risks in your business plan. In Part 4 of Start Smart, you will learn more about what business lenders look for in the financial section of your plan. For more information about Vancity's microfinance program, contact 604-709-6930 or microfinance@vancity.com or visit vancity.com/microfinance. This guide is brought to you by Vancity's microfinance team and is supported by Western Economic Diversification Canada.